This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With one tweet, President Donald Trump again has signaled a significant shift in U.S. foreign policy. As VOA Steve Herman reports, Mr. Trump tweeted Thursday that it's time for the United States to recognize the authority of Israel over the disputed Golan Heights, which the Israelis seized from Syria during the 1967 war.
On his personal Twitter account, Trump tweeted Thursday that it is time for the United States to recognize the authority of Israel over the disputed Golan Heights, which the Israelis seized from Syria during the 1967 war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly expressed his appreciation on Twitter for Trump's decision. Netanyahu, who is in a tough battle for re-election, is to make an official visit here next week and hold talks with the U.S. president. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
At least 83 people have drowned on Thursday. This is after a tour boat overturned in the swollen Tigris River, located in Iraq. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo for VOA.
Amateur video showed passengers of the overturned tour boat being rapidly carried away by the swift current of the swollen Tigris River near Mosul. Bystanders along the river say most of the passengers were women and children celebrating Nowruz and that few survivors were rescued. Iraqi human rights activist Ali Maizer al-Shamri told Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV that he thinks there were over 100 passengers on the tour boat and that only 4 people were saved. Parliament member Ahmed Jabouri claimed the boat was carrying more than 150 passengers and that casualty figures could rise dramatically. Most of the bodies, he insists, were carried away by the rapid current and have probably been taken away to the south of Mosul.
That's Edward Uranian reporting. This is VOA News. European leaders have given Britain until May 22nd to finalize a plan to leave the EU if Prime Minister Theresa May can get her plan past the British Parliament next week. Parliament has rejected the deal twice before, and if May cannot get some sort of agreement, the EU said it would back a shorter extension until April 12th. That's when Britain would have to place candidates in the European parliamentary elections. European Council President Donald Tusk said Britain had 4 choices.
The UK government will still have a choice of a deal, a no deal, a long extension, or revoking Article 50.
And May said members of parliament have a critical choice before them.
I hope we can all agree we are now at the moment of decision. And I will make every effort to ensure that we are able to leave with a deal and move our country forward.
May also rejected a plan to revoke Article 50, even as a petition calling for her to do that on the Parliament website attracted more than 2 million signatures. A week after a cyclone hit Mozambique, aid workers are racing against time to save people who remain cut off from food and medical aid. Officials say the death toll from the disaster continues to rise. For VOA, Mohamed Youssef reports.
The government says its priority will be to provide food and medical assistance to those affected by the floods. Forecasters predict torrential rains are expected through Thursday and flood waters are still rising. The UN World Food Programme said it was transporting enough aid for 600,000 people, and the UN has allocated $20 million to respond to the crisis. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
And a Florida man arrested for sending pipe bombs to critics of U.S. President Trump has pleaded guilty in New York. AP correspondent Warren Levinson has more.
Cesar Sayoc pleaded guilty in Manhattan federal court to dozens of charges, including using weapons of mass destruction and the mailing of explosives with intent to kill. He was arrested in Florida last October after sending rudimentary mail bombs to numerous political adversaries of the president, among them former Vice President Joe Biden, California Senator Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and the actor Robert De Niro. None of the devices injured anyone, but Sayoc, who'd been living in a van plastered with Trump paraphernalia, could have faced a mandatory life sentence at a trial scheduled for this summer. Warren Levinson, New York.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.